And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz, it's the 60-second challenge. And joining us, one of our regular contestants, who always gets a high score, and I'm sure today will be no different. We say good morning to Kevin Jeffries in Brumbo. Hi, Kev.
Morning, Dave.
Morning to you. Now, it's been a long time since you've been on the quiz. I think you might have been away, is that right?
Yeah, I had a big birthday three weeks ago today, so we were away and then different things have been happening, so...
Right, and can you tell us where you went away to celebrate the big birthday?
Well, we had a few days in Towyn.
Right.
And then we went up to Morecambe for a few days.
That sounds very nice. And what was the weather like? Because it's not been brilliant recently here.
It was fine until the Thursday.
Right.
I was hammered down all day on the Thursday.
Oh dear, just what you want when you're on holiday.
Yeah.
Well, that happened to me once, many years ago, when we had a caravan holiday in Cornwall. Only it was like that every day, so... It's put me off the county. I never want to go back there, which is probably a mistake.
It is. I love Cornwall.
Yeah. Well, everybody else that's been there says that, but it just brings back memories of an awful couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, back to the matter in hand. 60-second challenge, as usual. You've got 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, of course, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, Sam. We'll move on. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. How many Spice Girls were there?
Five.
Whose first solo number one was Sacrifice?
Elton John.
Which Jimmy was famous for his crocodile shoes?
Neil.
Complete this Tasmin Archer song, Sleeping.
Satellite.
Who recorded Without You in 94?
Mariah Carey.
Complete this Wet 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 song title, Love Is.
All Around.
Who recorded Falling Into You in 96.
Celine Dion.
Which country do Boyzone come from?
Ireland.
Which former member of Wham released an album called Older?
George Michael.
Which female singer recorded Physical in 81?
Olivia Newton-John.
Complete this Frankie Goes to Hollywood song title, Two.
Tribes.
Who sang with Lionel Richie on Endless Love?
Diana Ross.
Who had a hit with Celebration?
Cool and the Gang.
Noddy Holder was the lead singer
Played.
Of which... complete this Wham song title, Wake Me Up...
Before You Go-Go.
Which Sultans of Swing took the walk of life...
Dire Straits.
Who had a number one with West End Girls...
Pet Shop Boys.
Right. Difficult keeping up with you then, putting all the ticks down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14... 15, 16, 17 questions your allotted time. That's going to be a bit of a record, hasn't it? And believe it or not, you got all 17 right.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
I think that's my best. Not enough to catch Kerris, though, 118.
I think Kerris still holds the record.
He does.
That probably means that when we do the playoff at the end of the year, you will definitely be one of the two contestants, I suspect.
Oh.
Fingers crossed anyway. Now, we've already got Lindsay Davis in Chester lined up for round two, but I won't be surprised if she backs out now after that.
Oh, blimey.
Well, thanks very much, Kev. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Look after yourself and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, speak soon.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
How the heck does he do it? No way I could ever do as well as that. But we'll do round two at 12:30. As I mentioned, Lindsay Davis will be our next contestant.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Very good, Gemma, but wrong. Right, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And if you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Kevin Jeffries from Brumbo get his best possible score, 17 out of 17. And I have to say this, hoping to beat that score is Lindsay Davis in Chester. Good afternoon, Lindsay.
Hi, Dave. I'm just hysterically laughing.
Yeah, you're very brave to take part, but let me explain to our listener that the reason you're on second is because you didn't answer your phone before. Had you done that, we would have been listening to you at 11:30, and it would have been a little bit more bearable, wouldn't it? Right, so what have you been up to since we last spoke to you about a month ago?
What have I been doing? Oh, I had a nice trip to London.
Oh, right.
That was good.
Yeah. What were you going to London for?
Oh, I went to see Midjor doing his Voices and Visions tour at the Roundhouse.
Fantastic.
And then we went to see Greece. We went to see a show and did some shopping. So good.
Yeah, sounds good. My wife is trying to persuade me to have a trip to London in the next few weeks because she wants to go and see the ABBA show, you know, with the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. So that's something for the new year, but I think I'll have to save up first. Right, okay. Now, just out of interest, I know you were listening when Kev was on and was as impressed as everybody else was. How many of those would you have got right? He answered 17.
I got 14.
14?
However, right. I can't even answer 14. I can only answer about 10.
Well, that's right. The trick is, if you know what the answer is, don't wait for me to complete the question. Just interrupt with the right answer.
My nerves take over. That's what it is. I get nervous and I get mind blanks. So.
Well, that's right. And to be fair, you've only been doing this for a few months, whereas Kev's been doing it probably for about 17 years, which is as long as I've been doing it.
Really?
Yeah, we've been doing the program for that long, so... That perhaps explains it. Anyway, I know you'll give it your best shot, so here they come. Who's the lead singer with Duran Duran?
Simon Le Bon.
Complete this Adam and the Ants song title, Stand and...
Deliver.
Which group's first number one was called Our House?
Madness.
Who recorded an album called Born in the USA?
Bruce Springsteen.
Complete this Prince song title, Purple...
Rain.
Who recorded YMCA in 1979?
Village People.
Who was the lead singer with Wings?
Paul McCartney.
Which country did the Eurovision song singer Donna come from?
Ireland.
Who had a 70s hit with Killer Queen?
Queen.
Which group recorded Hotel California?
Beach Boys.
Who had hits with Close to You and We've Only Just Begun?
The Carpenters.
Who recorded Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree?
I can't remember.
What was the name of Gladys Knight's backing group?
The Pips.
And you can answer that one. And who recorded Bridge Over Troubled Water, album and single? And I'll let you answer.
Oh, Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel. Well, you might not have got 17, but I think you got a pretty good score there. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
That's
pretty impressive, wasn't it? And of those 14, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions right. With just one pass, that's all right, isn't it? Now, of course, most weeks, that would easily have been a winning score.
Aww.
But you had the misfortune of playing Kev. Sorry, say again.
I said hats off to Kevin.
Absolutely, yeah. But you've done well as well for somebody that's a new hand to this. Let's go through the couple that you slipped up on. Now, you'll kick yourself over the first one. Which group recorded Hotel California back in the 70s? No.
I can't remember.
Think of a large bird.
Oh, the Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. Now, the other one, the next one that you slipped, we didn't slip up on it, you passed on this one, but probably because it was before your time. Who recorded Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree back in the early 70s?
Give me a clue.
Give you a clue. It's a time of the day early in the morning. So at night...
It's not coming.
At night we have dusk, and in the morning
dawn.
We have dawn, yes.
Yeah,
Tony Orlando and Dawn. But a very, very good score. Not a winner this week, but I think you can hold your head up high in Chester. Right, thanks for that, Lindsay, and we'll have back on the radio in about a month's time, and I promise you, it won't be Kev next time. Okay, thanks, Lindsay.
I don't mind.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Bye.